There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, how you guys doing quitting smoking? All right. Are you guys doing all right there? Yeah, I haven't smoked a cigarette in weeks. Well, good for you. Good for you. Why is that? What happened? Well, I vape. And, well, how much do you vape? Well, I vape the same amount I smoked. And I get this all the time from patients, right? So I'll ask my patients, you know, did you quit smoking? Yes, I quit smoking. I have never had so many people tell me that they quit smoking. And I'm like, wow. And so that's it. You're done. No. I have to, you know, vape, but I quit smoking. And I'm like, okay, all right. Well, that's good. You know, we don't have the tobacco issue, but I'm still a little nervous about e-cigs. Well, a study just came out saying e-cigs are a lot more addictive than we think, and they're probably as addictive as real cigarettes. Now, I know many of you who listen to my show are like, well, wait a second, no duh. I go, I know, no duh. That's what I've been saying this whole time. It's still nicotine. I mean, you know, e-cig, remember, you know, your cigarette, you got nicotine, you got tobacco, and a bunch of other particulate crap in there, right? Well, e-cigs, they don't have the tobacco, but they still have the nicotine, which is addictive, and they got some, you know, formaldehyde turning substances. I got the chemical name here of one of the degradation products of some of these turn into formaldehyde. You know how an e-cig works, right? You got, you know, a cartridge in there that has your flavor, and that's all nice. You know, nice flavor, you know, tastes yummy, right? And then you have your heating element, and you have a battery. So basically, the battery warms up the heating element, and then the cartridge gets heated up. And the vapor, then the cartridge, as it heats up to the point where it turns into a vapor. Now, for some of you guys that remember your chemistry, for something to get that hot in order to go into aerosol form, there has to be some heavy-duty chemical changes, right? So here, you got the propylene glycol, and the propylene glycol, they say, when it's heated and it starts to degrade, it gives off formaldehyde. And formaldehyde, if you guys remember, is that smelly, stinky stuff that we were soaking our dead frogs in when we were dissecting them in the seventh grade. So this kind of stuff you're breathing in, and some of you guys are like, well, you know what? Hey, you know, come on, please. You know, I've eaten food at this taco shop for years, and I mean, my body's pretty strong. You know, there's food colorings and things like that, and you know, people aren't really worried about the food colorings. All right, but then you gotta stop, and you have to take a look at, well, wait a second. You are vaping these things, and they are being exposed to your very delicate alveoli. No, don't cut up in the lungs. The alveoli is in the lungs, okay? Don't worry. Your underwear is not going to protect that. And so then you stop and go, well, okay, are these formaldehyde, you know, products of degradation okay on lung alveoli? I don't know. Do you think I know? I don't know. I'm asking you. I wrote a piece for Jerry Doyle's Epic Times. I'm going to be actually on the Jerry Doyle Show today talking about this. You know, what are we putting in our body? All right, but the only reason why I have kept my mouth shut, okay, yeah, I do. Only reason why I've kept my mouth shut and I've let sleeping dogs lie is because my patients are swearing it's getting them off the nicotine habit. Well, now, all of a sudden, we're hearing that, whoa, 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 okay, you know, the nicotine is even more addictive than we think. Because apparently there are three types of nicotine, and the researchers found that all the brands of the e-liquid they tested were the strongest form. A free-base nicotine that is easily absorbed by the body. Another thing they found in the study published in the Clinical Research in Toxicology, this was a team from the American University of Beirut and the Center for the Study of Tobacco Products, they found that what the products claimed they had for nicotine levels didn't jive with what the nicotine actually was. So apparently there was a separate study. It was a separate two-year study published in the journal Addiction. Reducing the level of nicotine in cigarettes was not shown to help people quit the habit. They said, we don't know that very low nicotine cigarettes work to reduce nicotine dependence and enhance quitting, but progressively reducing nicotine content of cigarettes in the way we did without other means of supporting smokers did not produce the desired results. Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about either. So anyway, what are we looking at here? All right, okay, you guys are smoking. You're being told to quit smoking because you're going to get cancer. You're going to get heart disease. You're going to die. Right, everybody's telling you to quit smoking. But, you know, are people understanding why you're smoking? Okay, I'm understanding a lot of the why. Okay, I told you, there's a lot of women out there saying, Dahlia, I can quit smoking. I've always been able to quit. Well, then why don't you? Because I'll get fat. Now, so a lot of you guys are doing it because you're afraid that if you quit, you'll get fat. And then many of you are smoking to keep your weight down. When you start to get hungry and you start to get a craving for something to eat, you're heading straight to the cigarette. That's how all these models back in the 60s and 50s and 40s, how everybody stayed slim. Rather than you going to the diner and stuffing your face with some fries and a burger, you'd stop and put a cigarette in your mouth when you got hungry. And it would temporarily curb your appetite. And so a lot of you guys that have been able to keep your weight down, you don't want to break the habit because that is what is maintaining you keeping your weight. And then many of you have no idea that that's what you've been doing. You have mistaken reaching for a cigarette, or you have mistaken some body signal to be a nicotine craving. And then there's a group of you that you just crave nicotine. Okay? I mean, in order to get you guys off smoking, we need you not wanting nicotine anymore. So it makes absolutely no sense to recommend a nicotine supplement, especially if you're thinking you're lowering it and you're still getting a high potent amount. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of you guys have been following what's been going on with Bill Cosby. Apparently, there's been a new development, okay? Bill Cosby's team had tried to block a lawsuit of a woman who claims she was 15 years old when he sexually assaulted her at the Playboy Mansion. Of the many people that have come forward saying Bill Cosby assaulted them or drugged them before they had sex with him without their consent, one was a 15-year-old girl. This has raised a lot of questions as why a 15-year-old girl was there at the Playboy Mansion. But apparently, Gloria Allred, the girl's name is Judy Hoof, who's obviously not a girl anymore. She filed a lawsuit claiming she was only 15 years old when Bill Cosby forced her to perform a sexual act on him at the Playboy Mansion in 1974. Apparently, Gloria Allred is her attorney, claims that the California Supreme Court has denied a petition filed by Bill Cosby and his lawyers to review the case and possibly block him from being deposed in the suit being brought about by Huth, who was, again, at the time only 15 years old. Huth claims Cosby piled her with beers as the two played pool, billiards, before taking her into a bedroom at the Playboy Mansion party house in Los Angeles and forcing her to perform a sex act on him. They say, today we are happy to announce that the California Supreme Court has denied Mr. Cosby's petition seeking review of her case against him. We have previously scheduled Mr. Cosby's deposition for June 26, 2015, but we were unable to take it because he filed his petition with the Supreme Court. Now that it's been denied, we will seek to take it as soon as possible within the next 30 days. Gloria Allred closed by writing, we are looking forward to Mr. Cosby answering questions under oath at this deposition, and we will continue to seek justice for our courageous client. Now, again, I don't want to say somebody's, you know, guilty until proven innocent, and but I mean, I'm sure we're all, you know, pretty kind of disgusted with some of the stories we've been hearing that, from the accusers that Bill Cosby allegedly did. I mean, something obviously isn't right, and you know, you're hearing lots of people speak up, and you know, you've even seen Bill Cosby's deposition. But a question I have is, a couple questions. One is, what the hell was a 15-year-old girl doing at the Playboy Mansion? And two, where were her parents? Why was a 15-year-old girl alone with a man playing pool and drinking underage? Okay? I understand parties happen. I understand the 70s were still a very, very crazy time. But how, you know, you're not supposed to have underage drinking at any party. Okay, where were the people running the party? I don't understand. I mean, you know, if I was, you know, remember, you know, Playboy is a multi-million dollar, if not billion dollar business industry. Okay? And you would think, even in the 1970s, they would be smart enough to not have minors on their property or minors there at the risk of being date raped or assaulted, etc. So, I mean, I'd like to know a little bit more about, again, I know I'm not an attorney, you know, it's a shame that any case like this has to exist, all right? And I'm not saying Bill Cosby's innocent, but I'd like to know what the heck is going on, all right? And you know, what were the surrounding circumstances? Not that any of those circumstances are okay. I know, you know, in court, you know, she was assaulted. But how does a 15-year-old girl get on the Playboy Mansion, on the grounds, and how does she get into a room alone to have drinks and play pool? I don't get it. And why did she not feel like she could run? Why did she not feel like she, you know, could be with the person that she came there with? Okay, what the heck was going on? And my guess is her parents are probably going to be, you know, looking at a countersuit by somebody involved. You know, and I don't think Playboy Mansion would be sued with this, but, you know, I just see so much wrong. Cosby had called Ms. Huth's claims absolutely false, and in papers seen by DailyMail.com, alleged her previous lawyer tried to extort him for $100,000 and then raised the price to $250,000 as new women came forward to make similar claims. In the court paper, Cosby said Hughes' former lawyer approached his attorney, Marty Singer, last year, made ominous references to criminal penalties. Cosby also alleged Huth tried to sell her story to the media 10 years ago, but no outlets would publish her claims. Huth claims she first met Cosby as a teenager when she and a friend, 16 years old, wandered onto the set of one of his movies. Again, that's something that was not very easy to do. You don't just wander on a set. These things are still pretty, there's lots of closed sets and, well, anyway. All right, so they were able to wander onto a set and then meet him. He invited them to his tennis club the following Saturday, where they then followed him to a house and he served them alcoholic beverages before playing some games of pool. Huth was required to drink a beer every time Cosby won a game, according to the lawsuit. Later, the girls followed Cosby to the Playboy Mansion, where the comedian allegedly told Huth and her friend to say they were 19 if anyone asked their ages. Well, I guess that's how these girls got onto the Playboy Mansion. He brought them there. Later in the evening, Huth claimed she emerged from a bathroom to find Bill Cosby sitting on a bed, at which point he asked her to sit down next to him and attempted to put his hand down her pants. He then allegedly took her hand in his and then performed an act on himself without her consent. They say this traumatic incident at such a tender age has caused psychological damage and mental anguish that has caused her significant problems throughout her life. Where was the parents? When this happened, after her being gone, and it sounds like for hours, okay, because she was 15, what did the parents do that night? Did she not tell the parents? I understand people who are victims of assault don't say anything, and they're victims. They, could be afraid, fear their lives, fear their families' lives. But again, where were the parents? I don't know. Cosby claims Huth lied about playing a drinking game with him where the pair drank 3 beers, and his lawyer says it's well known that Cosby is a lifelong non-drinker. Cosby's lawyers have yet to respond to the latest news. The media immediately pounced, et cetera, et cetera, and they talk about, as this goes on. I guess what I think a lot of us find interesting with this case is, okay, you have somebody who was, I guess, America's favorite dad. And a very, very small part of us, okay, while we're watching this and going, all right, we know movie stars and Hollywood stars can be jerks. We know people take advantage. We know people, they have, sexual addiction issues and inability to control themselves. But a small part of us are hearing these stories. And again, it's only what the media is giving us. The media is giving us that Bill Cosby was drugging women and having sex with them. But then the media is also giving us that these women on a second or third date, started to get mad about this happening. You're like, why did it take the second or third date to get mad? Why weren't they mad day one and contact the police? And then you have a 15-year-old kid running around with him all day, making it to the Playboy Mansion. So, unfortunately, what ends up happening is you start to, at a very, very small level, go, all right, what is going on here? All right, are these people that had sex with him, okay, and again, I'm not saying, we're taking one side of this or the other. We're not saying he's guilty. We're not saying he's innocent. But, is this a form of extortion? And people that had sex and performed activities years ago now are coming out because they feel they can, okay, or because it's beneficial if they do financially. And so I don't know. We talked about sexual, assault victims. Some of us never know. I didn't even realize I was a victim until years after it happened. Because, again, you're in shock. You just don't know. And so, of course, and then by that time, you're not going to say anything. You feel like, well, maybe it was my mistake, which you should never feel that way. But you feel like, maybe I made some wrong moves. No one's going to believe me. It's going to be embarrassing. I'm just going to live with it. And unfortunately, sexual assault happens way too often. It happens every second. Somebody's getting assaulted and they don't report it. They don't do anything. Yet here you're hearing 30, 40 years later, women who had relationships and encounters say, yeah, but I was drugged. So do you have somebody who partied with a bunch of women, they all did drugs, he had sex with them, and now they're all coming out to accuse him? Or do you have a predator that literally drugged and got drunk all these people? And so I think a lot of us kind of want to know what the hell happened. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, a lot of us know that we're going to need cataract surgery. You know, you're like, wait a second, I just want to grow old and not have to worry about anything and live my life. But cataracts start to develop pretty early on. And we're starting to see more of us in our 50s, 60s, 70s needing to get cataract surgery, where it's actually the most common cause of blindness in humans, where the lens starts to get all caked up and opacified, where you can't see out of it. And it's the one surgery where our older population just loves to get done, because many obviously don't have to be put under anesthesia, and they can immediately see. Well, it's still a surgery. And they have now come up with an eye drop where they tested it on cataracts with dogs, and they found that it could possibly cure cataracts. They say a naturally occurring molecule called lanosterol, administered by an eyedropper, shrank the canine cataracts, the dog cataracts, according to a team of scientists who reported in Nature. So right now the only treatment available is getting the lens replaced. Even though the surgery is simple and safe, it still also is expensive. So patients of lead researcher King Zhang of Sun Yat-sen University in Guangzhou looked at families that had either inherited or inborn form of cataracts. They discovered that the patient shared a mutation in a gene critical for producing lanosterol, which researchers suspected that impede cataract-forming proteins from clumping in normal eyes. In the first set of lab experiments on cells, they confirmed their hunch that this lanosterol helped ward off the proteins. In subsequent tests, dogs with naturally occurring cataracts received the eye drops containing the molecule. And after 6 weeks of treatment, the size and characteristic cloudiness that the cataracts had decreased. Now, decreased by enough to prevent surgery? That's going to be, you know, left to decide. After they say our study identifies lanosterol as a key molecule in the prevention of lens protein aggregation and points to a novel strategy for cataract prevention and treatment. I mean, it's about time they came up with some sort of a drop. What's also interesting is there's a laser treatment that can be done if your new contact lens starts to get clouded up. And, you know, it was always confusing how you can't laser the first original lens. You had to get the new lens, probably because of, you know, the depth of it, and I'm not an ophthalmologist, so I don't know the exact reason why a laser couldn't be used on the original, but the laser could be used to help with your subsequent ones. So, you know, all we gotta do is get through that first one without having to have surgery. Even though, again, it's a fairly safe surgery, it is expensive. I'm a little, you know, hesitant on telling people to get their cataract surgery. I shouldn't be as a doctor, but from a personal note, my father died about a week or two after his, and it had nothing to do with the cataract surgery. He had a heart attack, and he was probably going to have a heart attack anyway, but I just remember he was so happy getting his cataracts done, and then, you know, coincidentally, he gets his heart attack that same month, and it's a hard memory. Even though, like I said, the cataract surgery had nothing to do with it. He wasn't under anesthesia, so I don't think it stressed his heart. But yeah, you know, the less surgery, the better. This is also an interesting case that has been talked about. A girl's nosebleed that leads to a rare kidney disease diagnosis, and as the parents are getting screened, they're found to both have kidney cancer. So this girl's nosebleed saved her parents' life. According to CBS 11, in January 2013, Crystal Enns of Wiley, Texas, had a nosebleed that was so bad she couldn't go to school. When she went to the doctor, they discovered that the child had a rare kidney disease called juvenile nephronophthis, and it required that she needed a transplant. Because her parents, and we're going to talk about that, because her parents both had matching blood types, they were both eligible donors. So the mom, Christy, began the screening process. It was then that doctors discovered she had a suspicious spot on her kidneys. Mark, her dad, was screened as well and was stunned to learn that he had kidney cancer. The idea is that we're going to go in and do something that could be life-saving for our daughter. This may have saved your life because I would have never been tested otherwise. Oh, this is what he was told. You know, it saved your life because he wouldn't have been tested. Christy underwent an MRI and the spot of her kidney had grown and was diagnosed with the same type of kidney cancer as her husband. I've never heard of this. This is, this case blows my mind. So, they say it's scary to think about, very scary to think about. We've got four kids. To find out you have kidney cancer when you're 39 years old is not something you ever think will happen. We're so extremely grateful. And the original reason was for their daughter's bloody nose. And we call these things red herrings, where her bloody nose and her juvenile kidney disease shouldn't have anything to do with it. It's a very, very rare kidney disease. According to Dr. Albert Kwan, a pediatric nephrologist at Medical City Children's Hospital, said I've only seen about two or three in the last 20 years. Crystal received a kidney from her maternal aunt. She is now 17 years old in her senior year of high school, and her parents are healthy. Happy story, but scary stuff. And you know, just without having a medical background, you just kind of look at that case as eerie when it comes to kidney issues. You know, one of the reasons why I think homeopathy and alternative medicine is so cool is this is kind of the realm that, this sort of case would have possibly been diagnosed in. You go to a alternative medicine doctor or a homeopath, and they'll say you are kidney weak, or you, I was told that. I was told that I have kidney issues. And I'm like, well, duh, you know, I had a kidney stone. All right, but it's, just watch the kidneys. You have that sort of a air about you, the kind of a, and there's certain constitutions that you fall under, in homeopathy. And, something like this, where, your child has a very rare kidney disease. And, I don't know. It's just one of those things where you're like, would alternative medicine have figured this one out years ago? Because it would have said, look, you guys are kidney prone. Everybody just go get your kidneys checked. Is that crazy? Crazy. Parents were only 39. So what is this nephronophthisis? Okay, juvenile nephronophthisis. It's an inherited cause of chronic tubulointerstitial nephritis. So this is sort of a kidney disease that happens within the interstitium, the glomerular tubules. So this isn't like an outer kidney disease, but a kidney disease that is in the innermost part that deals with your, as your blood is being filtered through, going through the glomerulus, that level. From blood to kidney, that level, okay? And it leads to multiple cysts of various sizes at parts of the kidney that unfortunately can put the person at risk for end-stage kidney renal failure by adolescence. The protein products named nephrocystins are abnormal in this disorder and have certain clinical cilial structures and features that doctors can use to diagnose this. The autosomal recessive form, a juvenile form, accounts for 10 to 20% of end-stage renal failure cases in children. So when a kid appears to start losing their kidney function, it could be because of this. The adult form is rare. It presents at age 20 to 40, rapidly progressive renal failure. There are gene mutations that have been associated with the disease. And, sometimes people will come in very thirsty. Sometimes these kids won't grow very well. Sometimes they will be urinating at night in the middle of their sleep. Now, I know some of you are listening to this going, oh my gosh, how do I know if, my kid doesn't have, ultrasounding, right? They'll ultrasound or they'll MRI the kidneys. And they'll be able to look to see if there's cysts, and they could always take a kidney sample, a sample of one, to take a look and see the cell structure, and they could look at function. So that's what they do. They look at your blood, they look at ultrasound, there's an IV pyelogram, which had to be done on my son, that kind of looked at the flow. You could CAT scan, renal biopsy. So they agree with me, you see? All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is
Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. And again, for those of you living in the Las Vegas area, we are collecting school supplies for our teachers throughout the month of August. You could drop them off at any Storage One location or Albertsons, Vaughn's in your area from August 1 to August 20th as we are collecting supplies for our teachers as part of our Tools for Teachers. We're also going to put, for any of you guys teachers out there, we're going to have health tips and information on toolsforteachers.net. Right now, links to my website, so keep checking for that, and we'll get you guys educated. Another thing is Jerry Doyle has a site, Epic Times, that I have been writing for that has a bunch of medical articles and medical tips, advice, things like that. So please check that out and find me on Epic Times. Pretty good stuff. All right. Now, some of you ask about the risks of CT scans. And a study has come out, a very interesting study, saying that cell damage occurs when people have CT scans. Now, is this cell damage dangerous? Is it cancer-causing? We don't know yet. But study senior author Dr. Joseph Wu, director of the Stanford Cardiovascular Institute, says the use of medical imaging for heart disease has exploded in the past decade. These tests expose patients to a non-trivial amount of low-dose radiation. But nobody really knows exactly what this low-dose radiation does to the patient. We now have the technology that allows us to look at very subtle cell-level changes. In his study, Dr. Wu's team examined the blood of 67 people before and after they had undergone a heart CT scan. Now, some of you are like, why are we CTing the heart? Because that's a great way to look at the calcium deposits and the blockage of the arteries. You know, what we've done for years is we've run you on a treadmill, and if it looks like the waves as you run on a treadmill and as your arteries constrict, you know, show fluctuations and variances as you're exercising, we then can infer that you have a blockage of that artery. And then we do an angiogram where we shoot the dye in, and then we see where the artery is blocked. Well, now we can do CAT scans. It's quicker, pretty sensitive, pretty cool stuff. So a lot of people are opting for that. So in the study, they looked at 67 people. After the scans, the research did show an increase in DNA damage in cells as well as cell death. There was also increased expression of genes involved in the repair or death of cells. Most cells damaged by the CT scan were repaired, but a small percentage died. The bottom line, they say, according to drugs.com, is we now know that even exposure to small amounts of radiation from CAT scanning is associated with cellular damage. But Dr. Patricia Nguyen also says that it's not clear from the study whether or not this causes cancer or any negative effect on the patient. The findings should encourage physicians to still use CT scan, but dose reduction strategies. The study did not find any DNA damage in healthy people who were of average weight and who had the lowest doses of radiation during their CT scans. But the Stanford team noted that the CT scan exposes patients to at least 150 times the amount of radiation from a single x-ray. And in 2007, the U.S. National Cancer Institute predicted that 29,000 future cancer cases could be linked to the 72 million CAT scans performed in the country that year alone. So, we are wondering, are we going to have DNA damage? Is there going to be a mutation? Is something going to mutate and become a tumor? I mean, this is something that is a no-brainer. We've been concerned. However, we've been told as long as you don't have anywhere from 3 to 5 or higher a year, depending on the body part getting scanned, you're not given any lethal dose of the radiation. And we know a lot of radiology centers have started to lower the amount of radiation being given and done different sorts of techniques. But here's the thing, okay? The CT scans, which we don't really see a lot of media attention, especially since the Affordable Health Care Act got enacted, the CT scans are the ones responsible for finding and saving the lives. Cancer, fluid, tumors, a variety of things, and pneumonias, etc. And so I use CAT scans. I don't overuse them, but I use them. And I use them because there's only so much the X-ray can do. And I would be an idiot to deny my patient a better and more thorough look. Okay? But would also be naive to think that a CAT scan is, you know, simple and painless and doesn't cause any effects whatsoever. You know, a lot of times with CAT scans, you need to have a dye injected. And the contrast, that could even pose a risk. So nothing, you know, there is nothing that is 1,000% safe, okay? And what you have to do is you need to talk to the medical provider and find out if it's worth any risk. Yet most of the time, when we decide to move forward with a CAT scan, it's because we have exhausted all the other possibilities, and we need to see if you're having appendicitis, or we need to see if you're, difficulty breathing, chest pain, and weight loss is due to a lung cancer because you smoke. Now, what is very important to point out is we have been urging doctors to start CAT scanning smokers every year to find the lung cancer. And a CAT scan a year is a it was a shock to me because everything with the Affordable Health Care Act has kind of caused companies and insurance companies to pay for less. But I think they realize that as your baby boomers are getting older and as these smokers, you know, from, you know, baby boomer days are aging and, you know, these chest x-rays may not pick it up when it's small. And we found that it would probably save money in the long run scanning smokers to see if there is an early lung cancer. We nip it in the bud. And not all smokers will get lung cancer. But obviously, lung cancer is one of the biggest things that afflict smokers. And lung cancer will usually be in a smoker than a non-smoker. We see them in non-smokers, but still. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I have a quick bone to pick, all right? I don't like to go to the DMV because the DMV has a lot of lines. Well, my DMV in my city, Las Vegas, had, I guess, a Dash Pass app where you could check in without being physically present so that by the time they get to number 532, you didn't have to sit there for 4 or 5 hours. You could shop, whatever, and then as you see the numbers go down, you got to get your butt over there. Well, when I heard that this app was coming out, I'm like, people are going to just for poops and giggles, you know, sign in, and they are going to mess with the DMV. Well, apparently that did happen, and it happened to the point where now they have eliminated the Dash Pass system. So you were able to text, call, go online to reserve your spot, and because 20% of people who logged in never showed up, it was extra time lost because of the no-show. So they shut down access to the system in certain offices, and they found that the no-show counts were reduced by about 175 customers per day. That's enough for them to say, we're not going to waste any more money or time. Hence, now we lost it. So, you know, you guys out there, you know, when you think it's funny, but by the way, this whole no-show mentality, I get that in my office a lot. You have people making appointments, and they're not doing it to, you know, mess with the system. They're actually giving dates of birth and, you know, addresses, and they're making appointments, and then they just feel like no-showing. And, you know, after a while, these people get fired from doctor's offices. We haven't, you know, really instituted that because most of the people will still show up a time or two later and I let it slide. But I don't understand why you guys would do that. You know, have I no-showed? I've made a mistake and I've forgotten. I missed a kid's birthday party once, but boy, did I apologize and I gave him the biggest present. All right, man, I ran to the store and bought him a present fast. Yeah, buy your doctor a present. That'd be cool. Don't go away, guys. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.